This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-5... No, we're not taking calls today, are we? Rich Sheepman's with us. We're not taking calls today, are we, Rich?
Yeah, let's wait until after the election. Let's get as much information out there for the people as possible. And, you know, it's nothing against our listeners or audience or callers. It's just the fact that I just don't feel small talk is the way to go right now. You know, we can do that after the election to see what direction we're going in. But there's so much corruption, so much manipulation, you know, even with voter fraud right here. You know, pardon me taking the reins for just a couple seconds here, Vince. And I know you're disappointed that I didn't ask you a question about cars, but you know, we have some very disturbing news, folks, that I just want to bring to light here, and I bet a large portion of this audience is aware of it. But this audience and the American people need to speak up. Silent majority should not be an issue, okay? Being an American is not a spectator sport at this point in time, okay? Vince, is very. I want your opinion on just a few articles, and pardon me rushing in here, but they're talking about how even Democrats are urging Joe Biden not to debate Trump because of his failing cognitive skills. But I think there's a lot more to that. I don't even think they're going to present Joe Biden as the Democrat nominee after the DNC convention. I think they want to hide their candidate as long as possible so there's less said and less people waking up. So people still think that the Democrat Party is a legitimate party. But think about this. Vince, I want your opinion. Democrats are planning to contest. And for those of you who think that I'm making this stuff up, folks, I'm not. This is all published information in the public domain. Democrats are planning to contest the election using state secession. And that'll probably plunge us into some type of a revolutionary or civil war if that happens. So if they lose, they have plan B, C, and D, which is non-legitimate. Another article here is thousands of mail-in ballots once deemed invalid, now ordered to be counted in New York City. So again, you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job or for it metastasizes like a cancer. So if we have thousands of mail-in ballots, which shouldn't even be legitimate because it's not legal in the first place, and it was deemed invalid and now ordered to be counted, this is desperation. This is treason, sedition. This is corruption, racketeering, espionage, fraud, malicious, nefarious use of power and bipartisan bias. Another article here is, Vince, we talked about this when we spoke very briefly yesterday, shipments of 20,000-plus fake IDs from China seized by the feds ahead of the election. And in Colorado, mail-in ballots identify Republicans on the envelope. So this is their plan C or D, folks. They're going to, if they can't steal the election through all this voter election fraud. They're going to break out a bunch of illegitimate mail-in ballots and say the Republicans were doing this. Now, Vince, as a citizen journalist, as an American, these few articles I just mentioned should scare the bejesus out of yourself, out of our listeners, out of every American who believes in the rule of law, because we are getting forced tyranny shoved down our throats. So the people are not going to end up having rights, protection, or restitution under the rule of law. Everything's going to be a Ponzi scheme set up by the pot stirrers on the Democrat Party with guaranteed divide-and-conquer strategies, eliminating our options and opportunities along the way. What's your opinion of those few articles I just mentioned, Vince?
Well, I've mentioned months ago that the second American Civil War combined with the second American Revolution has already started. And I believe that if the plagiarist, Jumpin' Joe Biden, is selected, that's with an S, as president, those who understand the damage that will follow will escalate in their activities. And I believe that more bullets will be flying, lead ones, full metal jacket ones, frangible ones. I think that the violence will escalate very, very quickly because they won't believe that such a buffoon could be selected as president. That's one thing.
But think about this, now, Vince. They're planning state secessions. Okay.
I understand that. Let me finish. And during the first Civil War, there was talk and movements about state secession. Same thing. So bullets were flying. Secessions, states were engaging in secession. And the same thing, I believe, will happen now. There's no rule of law right now. And here's an example. Who do you call? Well, in New York City, if a child is being beaten up, the police have already said, no, we're not doing it. We're not helping. If you're a landlord and you have a tenant who has not paid rent for months, the tenants can just continue to occupy, and the landlords can't even get into court to evict people who are not paying. Now, while the tenants are not paying the rent, the landlord's bills, like mortgage, continues accruing interest and principal if the landlord's not paying. So the bank wants to be paid by the landlord. The landlord wants to be paid by the tenant. The tenant wants to be paid by the employer. And it's all come to a screeching halt. There's no easy fix. No easy fix at all. There's a story of a landlord. And I know why he did this. And I have done this class. So the situation was a tenant was not paying. And the landlord wanted the tenant out. And couldn't get the tenant out. So what the landlord did was remove the door, the front door, and the windows of the house. It was a single family standalone house. The tenant was livid. The tenant's thinking, I don't have any money. The landlord's thinking he doesn't have any rent income, can't pay his mortgage note. And so he took the front door off and the windows. Now, I haven't gone quite that far, but I have gone almost that far. I remember going to a payphone and calling Mrs. Finelli and saying, look, if I don't come home tonight by 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock or whatever time I said, stop down at the police station because I'll be arrested because I'm taking the front door off our rental house. So we had a tenant who didn't pay for months, and it was cold, and the tenant ran out of fuel oil, the pipes froze in the basement. And it was cast iron plumbing. And every time they flushed the toilet, it went into the basement. And when I saw that we had, you know, several inches of sewage in the basement, and that the hot water heater was in sewage, and I saw how filthy and dangerous these conditions were, and that the tenant made no effort to call me and say, hey, listen, we don't have any money for heating and fuel, and we're flushing the toilet into the basement, and hadn't paid the rent in months and months and months, and I couldn't get them out, I took the front door off. Exactly what this other guy did. Except when he did it, he was facing charges because it's against the code, the city code, to take the doors and windows off a rental unit. I didn't care. I just did it. So right now, there's nobody to call. There's no rule of law. If you do call the police, they might arrest you. And you would be in the right, right? So Americans are really frustrated. And this is absolutely obvious to me. And that's why people who live in the city have lost their minds. You know, the joys of living in the city. Because you can go to the movies, you can go to the theater, you can go out to eat, you can do all these things. You can go to the park. And people think that's great. But what they're living with is the ramifications of being trapped by the city water, city gas, city services, city taxes, etc. So, to me, we are absolutely lost. We can't get back easily. It's going to take 20 years to recover from this, at least. I've not changed my tune one iota. I don't see how it can possibly get better. Rich, even there's a shortage of aluminum right now because aluminum is not being recycled as if we were living in normal times. So now stores are limiting the number of cans that you can buy. Why? Because we're not smart enough to use a can opener. We're not smart enough to use a all-steel can for, let's say, pork and beans or corn or other canned goods. So we don't know how to do that. We have to have these pop-top cans with the aluminum lids. But we have an aluminum shortage. Aluminum is one of the most abundant metals on Earth. And we now have a shortage because the supply chain is broken for aluminum. Because people aren't recycling. Because people aren't going to work. They're staying home. Those cans aren't going back into new lids for other cans. So now we don't have the lids to make the cans to put the food in. So now you can only get one or two cans. Now, just go back, rewind six months from now. You used to be able to buy all you wanted. Well, 8 months from now. You could buy cases. You could buy toilet paper. You could buy anything you wanted. And people might raise an eyebrow and say, I wonder why that guy's got 24 rolls of toilet paper. It must be a big problem in his bathroom. But you could still buy it. Not anymore. You can't even buy a six-pack of spaghetti at Sam's Club online because they're out of it. We're falling fast, real fast. And Jumpin' Joe is not the answer.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I don't know if I'm answering your question, Rich, but just a couple more points. So there was a survey that had just been completed with a few thousand people, maybe 2,000 people, and 26% of them haven't paid their cell phone bill or their cable bill. 25% haven't paid their streaming service bill. 52% are only buying essentials. And 43% are no longer buying premium quality things, you know, premium quality goods, like, you know, Top Shelf. That tells me, and you combine that with how many people have missed their mortgage payments, that tells me that we are in a world of hurt. The unemployment numbers are far worse than that 25% number of the first Great Depression, the second Great Depression that we're in right now, and we have been for quite a while, is getting worse by the second. There's a crisis of confidence. Nobody believes the government. Only the foolish would believe the government. Only the foolish would believe the media. Only the foolish would believe what they read. So we don't have information that we can rely on. We see that the supply chain is cracking. We find that we can't buy the parts to fix the broken things that we have. Most people cannot afford right now to fix their appliances that break. So they're living with broken appliances. And when you call someone to repair something for you, the cost is so expensive that it's unaffordable. And the complexity of what we've been sold by the major manufacturers is so complex that even their own dealerships have trouble fixing them. The customer doesn't know how to use them. The average homeowner can't fix them. And the dealerships have trouble fixing them. And the cost to fix it is out of control. As a matter of fact, our son was talking with someone about a transmission problem. So we had to buy a computer to fix a transmission. So our computer could reprogram the transmission of a car. And our son was talking to someone who worked at a dealership. He said, so how do you guys do it? Oh, we don't do it. We just put in a new one. Now think about that. So for about 15 minutes worth of reprogramming, we can fix a transmission. The dealership replaces the transmission. Now, do you think you're going to get out of that dealership with a less than a $4,000 bill for a transmission? Do you really think so? The answer is you're not going to. That's where we are. That's how callous our society has become. I don't know how the service advisor can sleep at night thinking that he ripped off that grandmother or grandfather or the guy who used to have a job for $4,000 when the whole thing could have been reprogrammed and the owner of that vehicle could just drive home right then and there with a transmission that works. I'm angry, class. I'm extremely angry. Because this cannot continue. And that's what the rioting is about. That's what the demonstrations are. That's what it's about. And I believe our president is trying to fix this. But he's surrounded by people who are card-carrying members of the synagogue of greed. Now, I don't believe that you and I can fix this. I don't believe that our class and Rich Sheban and all of our instructors can fix this. The only thing I believe that we can do is minimize the damage that happens to us. We can wake people up. We can do that. But there's so many stupid people out there, the GDP, that we can't fix this. It's like Sturgis. A bunch of motorcyclists are welcomed every year. I go to Sturgis in the Dakotas. The whole town loved it. Loved it. Not anymore. Now they're terrified. Because these people could infect the whole town. So, we used to think that vacationing, you know, if you had a vacation site, people could come to your location, spend their money, and leave their trash and go home. That was a great thing. Now it doesn't look so good. Everything's upside down. Everything is upside down. I know Rich Sheban has a lot of comments about what I said, and he's got more. So we'll be right back after a bottom of the hour break. A few commercials. This is USA Prepares. We're going down.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The Trump administration may temporarily block American citizens from returning to the United States if they have or are suspected of having coronavirus. Rules are already in place to ban foreign nationals from entering the country, but a draft proposal would add U.S. citizens and permanent legal residents to that list. Also at yesterday's COVID-19 briefing, President Trump commented on the prospect of a Joe Biden victory in November's White House election.
It will destroy our country. We will go into a depression. We will put on regulation. We will double and triple taxes.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is resigning her position after the city council voted to defund the police department and cut 100 officers' jobs from the force. Best saying her resignation will take effect on the 2nd of September. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
President Trump now wants to delay the G7 economic summit until after November's election. It was supposed to be in September after it was originally scheduled for June. Trump is this year's host, and he told reporters yesterday that he hasn't formally invited leaders, but said he would invite Russian President Vladimir Putin because he is, quote, an important factor. A new study shows a strong connection between cannabis use in pregnant women and autism in their babies, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
And actor Antonio Banderas, yesterday on his 60th birthday, announced on Instagram that he has coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
If you happen to catch the bottom of the hour news, you heard something that sounded like Joe Biden, President Trump, saying something like Joe Biden will destroy our country and he will double and triple taxes. Of course he will. He has to. Because the current administration has spent us into oblivion. Anybody who gets the seat next time is going to have to increase taxes. And that will increase the spirit of the revolution/civil war. Rich Eben?
Well, gosh, you said a lot of things, Vince. I'd like the floor for a while. I almost don't know what to address with everything you said. I'm going to take what you just said last. You know, President Trump is using the same rules and laws that past administrations have used. And basically, I personally think there's a chance he might be using the corrupt central bank system to spend certain things that need to be spent. And then since we're at the end of this system, I don't know if we're going to a sound money system. I don't know where we're heading, but I think we're at the end of the system, and he's taken as much money and spending to correct the system as needed. And this is why we have to go back to all the things we talk about: food, water, shelter, energy. We need to think about living off-grid. We need to build skill sets. We need to think self-sufficiency. We need to combine those lost 19th century skills with 21st century technology. But at the same time, we also need to point out all the hypocrisies and double standards that come from the powers that be on the left, because they are using money for nefarious purposes. You have to remember that the little guy is not, we're getting bombarded with delinquencies, with defaults, with bankruptcies, and a lot of, and this is why we connect the dots and show the chain reactions of the PSYOP behind the scenes for the agenda purposes, because we hear a lot of phony benevolence, phony earnings, phony philanthropy, phony nobility, phony equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, diplomacy, phony economics. We have to understand that a lot of this is to redirect the money from the little guy, the bottom 93%, to the top 1%. Okay, and they're using mostly divide and conquer strategies, which I'm blue in the face talking about. I mean, even our marriage rate in America is the lowest ever. It's ever lowest ever in the history of America, 6.5 people per 1,000. So we're being bombarded with economic and social engineering. And we have to remember, technology is not for the benefit of the people. It's basically used as weapons for the plutocracy to censor and surveil the people. And that's how they're doing all this forced tyranny. Because when you really look at the numbers, you see life expectancy going down, opportunity going down, suicide going up, along with debt. And that's why one of the reasons we have no rule of law, because the powers that be, who are the globalists, tyrannical, totalitarian, dictatorship, fascist on the left, which they've called people on the right Nazis for so many years, they're the ones that want to control the media. They're the ones that don't want citizen journalists. They're the ones that want to control the policing and defund the present police to bring in the brown shirts. They're the ones that don't want due process. They're the ones that want to control government schools and the curriculum and not the parents. They're the ones who are anti-homeschool. They're the ones that want to get rid of private property. And this is why we have to realize that the courts are lawyers, judges, politicians, for the most part, and bankers have sold out the people under the guise of so-called justice, which I use in quotes. And this is why I mentioned about voter fraud and election fraud early in the show with those particular articles, which should get everybody woken up. We have to act like citizens who expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. Now, I don't know anybody, myself, Vince Finelli, anybody personally who's anti-government or anti-too-big government, too-corrupt government, overspending, incorporate, elite control, manipulative, anti-constitutional government, et cetera, et cetera. But these hypocrisies and double standards need to be brought out. And this is why I talk about ideas and solutions all the time. We need practice what you preach laws. We need to have public forums in every town in this country. We need to have citizen review boards and have laws of excess. And if we don't have laws of excess, the few people who control the country and the world will always have enough money to buy people off. Conformity comes in many different ways. Bribery, blackmail, that's what the Epstein thing was about. It was a blackmail ring. It can come in threats. It can come in intimidation. It can come in blacklisting. Conformity comes in many, shaming in many different ways. It's up to us to be strong enough to realize that 99% of everything that comes from the left is same thing with what's happened to President Trump. 93% of news is negative. Okay, all this Spygate, the Obamagate, all this the coups, the Mueller trial, Stormy Daniels, Ukraine, Russia. Remember, everything is done through secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand information, rumors, gossip, hearsay. We have to do our own reading and research and think for ourselves to realize that everything that comes from the left, Hollywood, mainstream media, the Democrat National Committee, the whole thing, it's 99.9% hoaxes, lies, that includes gaslighting, propaganda, false flags. This is and all the contradictions, all the hypocrisies, all the double standards. Okay, until the U.S. is given back to the people, we will continue to get corrupt socialists, communists, communist insurrection, fake Indians, and yes, I'm talking about Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas of the Hiawatha tribe, more pedophiles, more bought and paid for people, from federal workers to corporate America, and that includes our own intelligence agencies. More phony, unearned jobs with affirmative action and quotas under the fake guise of fairness, equality, and tolerance, and all these politically correct buzzwords that have been hijacked by definition, sacrificing our own sovereignty, freedom, and liberty, and selling America out to the highest bidder, and lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job based on what group you're in. Again, dividing the people by what group. They don't care what your skin pigmentation is, what your gender is, what gender you identify as, what your sexual orientation is, what your religion is. They don't give a crap. All they care about is controlling you. They care about your money, and they care about your vote. That is it. They change the laws. They make games. They create scripts for their own benefits. If you stick up for the rule of law, you're actually called a victim in this country when you stick up for the rule of law, while the true victims are lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job because they feel entitled to play the victim group status card. This political correct virtual signaling and gestures is used to divide, dumb down our own culture, traditions, heritage, history, and our own country. Okay? You never, ever lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job and expect opportunity to be benefited to that particular group. What you're doing is you're destroying that group. You're not empowering them. You're making the American people more submissive, so we break our will when you insult someone's work ethic, ability, and intelligence. It's degrading. It's disrespecting. It rewards mediocrity, and nobody benefits but the elite. It's like a divorce. Who benefits? The lawyer. Very few people benefit. We are literally, when you demand no protection, rights, or restitution of the rule of law for the people who are affected and targeted, you have literally created precedents to eliminate the rule of law. And you're enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies in the world, including our country, with liability immunity. And this affects wealth inequality big time. So, again, we keep allowing ourselves to be brainwashed and not get any representation while we're biologically, chemically, technologically, and psychologically being destroyed. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. That's why I go through a lot of these articles, okay? I try to use financial, economic, social, and political rationale together. I try to use what's happening and give my opinions and comments accordingly, using math, using economy, using real facts, because we are allowing, if we don't give America back to the people, it's all over, okay? We are all these focus groups, all these polls that you read about, it's all broken. They're used by the elite as tools to see how dumbed down the public is, so they know how far we can be pushed. what propaganda we may believe. So we follow the narrative that is usually bought and paid for by the few elites at the very top. And this is why we need to decentralize everything. It's just like with the police. All this defunding the police, while murders are going up, and the multimillionaires and billionaires are running into their bunkers and private islands and private jets and private yachts, while they hire security, we should make a law, an executive order, that if the police are being defunded, every millionaire and billionaire are not allowed to hire private security. The Democrat governors and mayors have literally disobeyed the rule of law. We have to have conversations that are outside the box, like, can President Trump legally bring in the military under the Insurrection Act? I mean, some of the things that are being said by Joe Biden is, are you a junkie? He's saying, are you a junkie? He's saying blacks lack diversity. Remember when Hillary Clinton, remember there was, I can't remember the Holes thing, I'm paraphrasing it. Eric Holder and a few other black folks were in a meeting and they asked Hillary Clinton the question. And she goes, oh, I forgot who it was because blacks all look the same. You remember that? And then the same Democrat people are saying, if you don't vote Democrat, you're not black. I mean, the hypocrisies and double standards are beyond belief. This is why we have to be American. American is not being a spectator sport. We have to be tired of talking and the division and the spying of America and the crying of wolf and the lowering of the bars of the standards and expectations of work and the precedents enabling the big companies and the ability of these super wealthy people to literally create precedents by disallowing rights, protection, and restitution of the rule of law for the people targeted. These are mostly divide and conquer strategies, which leads to wealth redistribution. We have to keep talking about the voter and election fraud that the deep state is doing, whether it be machines, whether it be the articles I mentioned earlier in the show. This is very, very dangerous. I mean, I remember when a professor in Brooklyn not too long ago was talking about, basically effort should be 10% of the grade. And I think he lost his job or got chastised for it. We have to go back to hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. We have to bring back logic and common sense. But most of all, we have to bring back guts. We'll be right back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, you please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. So what I'd like to do, folks, is talk about some of these hypocrisies and double standards. And I can see already I'm not going to get a chance to get through all my articles, but I'm going to do the best I can to get through maybe 50% of them. So here is the first article right here. A public records request reveals that Los Angeles City Councilman Mike Bonin, who voted to defund the LAPD, has called the LAPD to his home. Get ready, folks. Sit down for this. 8 times since beginning of April, and included to provide extra patrols and protection from peaceful protesters at his house. Peaceful protesters. We know these aren't peaceful protesters. We know they're funded by the wealthiest left-wing people in the world, okay? We need to, you know, this guy Mike Bonin, he needs to be called out. It's B-O-N-I-N. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. I'm not going to apologize because the hypocrisy and double standards of the people on the left is, for those of you hearing this right now, your face should be red and steam should be coming out of your ears. Next article. Okay, this is about Governor Andrew Cuomo, Democrat, New York. Everybody knows who he is. He was talking about Donald Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic was laughable. But yet, at the same time, he basically wants more unemployment insurance to be paid for. He wants more state funding, more local funding. Basically, they're running out of money, and they expect you, the taxpayers, who are broke, where 70% of Americans literally live paycheck to paycheck, and 80% or 80% live paycheck to paycheck. 70% don't even have $1,000 at the bank. And I want to read a couple of comments from Governor Cuomo or from the people, so they have a voice. There's nothing laughable about President Trump wanting to help people. By the way, how's your nursing home scandal working for you? Okay. Let's see. Here's a good one. Let's talk about your executive orders, Mr. Cuomo. On March 25th, you made an EO that protected hospitals. That's an executive order. Doctors, nurses, nursing homes, from Wuhan lawsuits. You made it retroactive to March 7th. And the EO lasts until Wuhan is eradicated from the planet. Then you put Wuhan patients in nursing homes to keep your cash flow going. And I can't mention the next line over the air. This is the type of double standards and hypocrisies that are going on. If you or I did this, folks, kill tens of thousands of elderly people, because young and old should be protected, we would be in the who's gal for the rest of our lives. But see, if we have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what victim group status or protectionist group status you have. What the Democrats, totally different rules, laws, and accountability. Elite, totally different rules, laws, and accountability. And, of course, then they divide us by shade of skin pigmentation, by gender you identify as, by sexual orientation, by religion, et cetera, while they're eliminating the middle class. And again, this is all Marxist, Alinsky, Cloward and Piven, Frankfurt School, this Communist Manifesto. It's all in the book. It's all in the template, the playbook, the flow chart, the blueprint for destruction against the American people. I have over the years quoted and paraphrased many of these strategies done by these Marxist elitists at using group identity politics, Hegelian dialectic, media propaganda, professional wordsmithing, subliminal messaging in every movie and TV show and sitcom in order to make people submissive and control the people. Next article, Gavin Newsom runs out of money. Folks, for you in California, you see the elite, the government workers making 10 times the amount of money the private sector makes, not just in salary, but benefits and retirement, which we don't get. And yet they're tapping into Social Security. They're replacing it with IOUs, including the big corporations like GlaxoSmithKline that I've mentioned over and over again, and I'm going to keep on mentioning over again. And yet they are going to take your Social Security. They're going to destroy your purchasing power because they've tapped into it for so long, and they want more money for their leftist agenda. And when I talk about agenda for the so-called virus, it's a chain. I connect the dots and talk about the chain reaction. I talk about how they want to delegitimize work, crash the economy, eliminate free markets, supply and demand, eliminate cash. They want to bring in some type of government-created centralized cryptocurrency, which will totally destroy American commerce. They want to bring in Hollywood, Soros, and Gates, and the UN, and the World Health Organization, and allow big tech technocracy to control it all. They want social distancing. They want to keep Joe Biden in the basement. They want to eliminate legitimacy by voting, whether it be by mail. They want to make food shortages. They want to destroy us. They want to destroy America. It's up to us to stand up and say it like it is. We'll be right back after.
Hold that thought. Yeah, we'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.